Finally today, over the past 10 years, the number of women in Australian prisons has been increasing at a faster rate than men. But once those women have served their time, they say they're being shut out of employment because of their criminal records. A pilot program in Sydney has had success working with employers and former inmates. It's found that employment is not only important for women's well-being, it can also reduce the chances of reoffending and poverty. Sarah Sedgi reports.
Leaving prison after serving a 2.5-year sentence, Juanita Shafa-Jamari wasn't sure what her employment prospects would look like.
I actually was quite scared about what my opportunities would be. I'd had a corporate background and I'd been in the same industry for 16 years, and I didn't think that I would be able to do the same role that I had previously.
But through a pilot program supporting women affected by the justice system to find jobs, she found work in customer service, where she's been for the past 15 months.
I'm doing very well. I really enjoy the work that I'm doing, and I love my customers. So, yeah, I feel really, really lucky.
But for many women, it's been hard to find work. Eleni Salakis is the program manager for the SuccessWorks pilot program. She says so many women who want to work aren't considered for jobs because of their record, and she worries without employment, they risk homelessness or reoffending.
It doesn't end. Your sentence does not end once, you know, if you have been incarcerated, leaving the prison fence. It continues. I also have lived experience, and I found it extremely difficult getting employment and extremely frustrating when I knew I had the skills and was not even considered for the skills that I had. So a lot of the women that I work with are facing that, which is a real shame because they're wanting employment and they're wanting to contribute to society but are not often given the opportunity to.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found women make up a small part of the prison population, but in the decade since 2009, that figure increased by more than 60%. It says many women in the prison system come from disadvantaged backgrounds, have experienced poverty, domestic violence, or childhood trauma.
Over 70% of women who are impacted by the legal system have a history of trauma and mental illness to start with. So when you've gone through the traumatic experience of incarceration on top of any previous existing trauma, trying to rebuild your life is really important for your self-esteem, not only for that, but also for the family. Many of these women are mothers.
The SuccessWorks program supports women with writing resumes and developing interview skills and works with employers too.
We're still learning as to what's best practice. We've had 24 women gain employment. 6 of those have been in employment for longer than 12 months now, and the rest are coming up to close to 6 months. So we're really thrilled with those figures, because these are women who were very frightened of applying for work but desperately wanted work.
Dr. Prudence Black is a research associate at the University of Sydney and co-authored a report about the program.
You know, most women leave prison and they face immediate poverty, and that, you know, that's stark.
She says employers need to be more open to hiring women in situations where the past offence is irrelevant to the job.
All of the women we spoke to kind of indicated quite a degree of despair. They fully acknowledged that they'd been in prison, that they'd done something wrong, but they were coming back into society because they wanted to be part of, you know, community. They wanted to be part of the workforce, and they were facing incredible difficulties.
Juanita Shafa-Jamari knows being given a chance can make a difference to women's lives.
It's changed everything. I'm a lot more positive about my future. For me, it was about realizing that my life wasn't over in terms of a career. I've still got opportunities available to me. And if I hadn't put myself out there and said, I don't want this to be the end of my life, I'd be going down a very different path now. It wouldn't surprise me if I was back in jail kind of thing, you know. It's really been the milestone that has allowed me to normalise the situation.
That's Juanita Shafa-Jamari, a client of the SuccessWorks pilot program, ending Sarah Sedgi's report.